Welcome to Chasing Carrots, the podcast, a space where spirituality and self-development come together to show you what is possible when you are ready to transform your life. A place that encourages you to explore, discover, and dig deeper into who you are, the you who is ready to break out of the illusion, the you who is ready to stop playing small, and the you that is ready to take ownership of your life. Now, take a deep breath in and let these words be the sign you've been waiting for. Who knows, you might discover something new about yourself. Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Chasing Carrots, the podcast. It's truly an honor and a privilege to be sharing this space with you. So if you're tuning in, thank you so much for being here. This podcast has been brewing for the past 2 years, and I can't believe this is the first episode. Oh my goodness. It's been an amazing and incredible journey to get to this point. I have had to face so many of my own fears just to be able to put my voice out there, put this content out there, and share with you from the depths of my own soul. Now, you might be wondering, who's this chick I'm listening to? So allow me to introduce myself. I am your host and friend, Sasilja, but I go by Zazil. My name usually stops people in their tracks because of its uniqueness. I've had my name mispronounced multiple times, and it's always fun when I get to share the backstory of my name. So my name comes from the Mayan culture, and it means clear water. I was actually named after a Mayan princess, and yes, you can go online and Google her, who, in my opinion, was a woman who was totally ahead of her time. She was a forward-thinking woman who truly understood the bigger picture of the world she was trying to co-create. So the name for this podcast, Chasing Carrots, comes from a visual metaphor I had about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I was navigating a cycle of anxiety and depression. And around that time, I was coming to the realization that I had spent most of my life chasing after ideas and ideals that I believed, but I never really questioned. So up until that point, I had been living my life basically following the rules, you know, following the formulas to, you know, love, success, and happiness, all according to society's playbook. I tried the tips. I tried the best hacks. I tried any and everything that would get me to my destination as quickly as possible. Now, mind you, in my head, I thought the destination was a picture-perfect life, a life where if I did everything right, I would have no struggles and would be happy all the time. Now, I realized that the joke was on me the entire time. Most of you are probably thinking, yeah, what's wrong with you? But let me tell you just a little bit more about why this podcast and everything that I will be talking to you about is important to me. You see, when I found myself depressed in that cycle of depression and anxiety, I was constantly asking myself, what the fuck is going on? I'm sure many of you have asked yourselves that exact same question. But the answer I found within was that part of the reason why I was constantly in this cycle of anxiety and depression was because I was very far away from where I truly wanted to be. So somehow, even though in my head I thought that having the picture perfect life was exactly where I wanted to be, my soul knew that that wasn't my truth, that that wasn't what I really wanted. And so even though my soul was talking to me, my mind was having a hard time comprehending what I truly desired because of the disconnect of, you know, doing what I should and ought to do, you know, based on what society and, you know, culture norms were telling me. And so as I was going through this, the vision of a rabbit chasing a dangling carrot came to me. And I recognized at that point that I was the rabbit. I was the one that was constantly chasing after these carrots, after these ideals, after these things without questioning them. So once I had this visual in my head, I did the only thing that I could think of. And that was literally to stop chasing, stop running, stop trying to achieve something that no longer resonated with my soul. I stopped myself in my tracks. And you know what? What happened next was something I was not expecting. The freaking dangling carrot stopped moving too. Like, it was this huge realization that I had the moment I stopped chasing these unquestioned ideals. I started asking myself what I really wanted in life. And I realized that the carrot that was right in front of me, the one that I was chasing after all of these years, was truly within my own reach. All I had to do was simply stop and grab it with my hand. It was that easy. But as soon as I realized how easy it was, the self-doubt started kicking in. I mean, could it really be that easy to get what I want? The short answer is yes. Absolutely 100,000% yes. But, and this is a big but, the journey to accepting that as my new reality, the journey to accepting that it really is that easy to get what I want, well, that's a whole other story in itself. And in order for me to share that story with you, we have to take a step back. 20 years ago, when I was 14 years old, I suffered an incredible loss. My father passed away, and he passed away unexpectedly. He was on a trip. And at that point in time, I mean, you're 14 years old. Think about who you were back then. You know, I didn't have access to the necessary tools to process my grief. And I really didn't have any kind of emotional support from the people around me to process my grief. So that resulted in me spending many years being disconnected from myself. I eventually developed a general anxiety disorder. And every so often, I would go through these cycles of anxiety and depression. So the moment that I recognized what it was that I was chasing after all of these years, I began the work to uncover the initial layers of my emotional pain and mental exhaustion. Now, 3 years ago, when I finally realized that I'm done with this, I'm done with feeling like I'm going through life wrapped in chains and I can't breathe and I can't walk and I can't move and I can't feel, all I really feel is, you know, the heaviness of life. The only thing I could really feel was just how burdening it was to carry with all of this unprocessed grief. So I started reading many different books. I had the fortune to come across people during this time that really served as lighthouses for me, because they helped me discover the power of sitting still among the chaos. And because I had denied myself the experience of feeling for so long, I was really now faced with a task of granting myself permission to feel the full spectrum of my emotions without even judging them. And fuck, let me tell you, that process has not been glamorous at all. It's been messy. It's been ugly. I have cried so many tears. I have spent days just really lamenting everything that has happened in life. But Let me tell you, the rewards have been totally worth it. I am at a place now in my life where I've become the witness, the observer of my life. I have learned to read and understand my own energy by paying attention to how I feel in mind, body, and spirit as I go about my day. And at the same time, I am still learning to surrender to the present moment. That's like my biggest challenge right now. I still have moments where I wish, you know, life was easy, where I still dream of that perfect life with no struggles. You know, I still wish at times when life gets hard that the odds weren't stacked against me. You know, I wish I could just go about life worry-free. And then it finally dawns on me. I already have that. I already experience that on a day-to-day basis. The difference now is that I understand that my perception lies in the conscious choices and intentions I make and set every single day for myself. And that's why I created Chasing Carrots, the podcast, a space where you and I can connect human to human and together share a journey of awakening, growth, and discovery. In the episodes moving forward, I'll share with you some of the tools and concepts that have helped me along the way. I'll bring on guests and you'll get to hear from them and realize that these people are just like you and me. We're all navigating an ever-changing world and overcoming life's daily challenges. And who knows, maybe you will learn a thing or two about yourself that you didn't know before. My intention is to spark the light of curiosity within you so that you, my friend, my new friends, can change and find the courage to take full ownership of who you are and start co-creating the life you have always desired. I hope that you will join me on this journey as we dig deep into what it means to be you, what it means to be human, what it means to be your authentic self. This is a place where I want to invite you to explore who you are, to dig deep into the things that move your soul, that bring you joy, and to just uncover a little bit more about what it means to be you, the authentic you, the you who is in alignment with your truth, the you who is in alignment with your heart and your soul. I'm very excited to be with you on this journey, and I will talk to you next time. Sending all of my love. Talk to you soon.